Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. and yours truly, me, Mr. Bobby, as a co-host. You're viewing it on TalktainmentRadio.com, and this is the way that radio should be heard. Today's topic is one that I'm not going to say that I've tried to avoid this, but since it has come up in the news recently, it's one that we are going to discuss in code. Think, speak, and act. That we will have Mr. Fuller give his suggestions. And what does the code say about suicide? It's a dark secret. Nobody really wants to talk about it. The thoughts that roll through people's minds, the actions that go on all over the place. But we're going to talk about it and get the compensatory codified response to that in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. Now, to join the conversation, you can call 1-877-932-9766, or you could Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can listen to the program on YouTube by going to the YouTube channel, typing in the word Talktainment, and then there's a place for you to type in the word radio. Scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you are there. Hit the subscribe and like button. We would prefer that you go to the TalktainmentRadio.com home site, and where it says listen live, that's all you have to do. Hit that button, and you're there. And, of course, you can go to Facebook.com/Talktainment, and you can review the whole program, which a lot of people tend to do. And one more thing, in the second hour, we call the donate hour. If you haven't made a donation to the program, make a donation to the program. It's tax-free. Go to the home page is the easiest way and just hit that gold donate button. There will be an announcement later on about that, but we need to do that so that we can keep the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller on the air. It's such a pleasure, and I don't think many of you realize what a jewel we have in getting the words from Mr. Fuller, who deflects all attention away from that and concentrates on the solving the problem of race here in the concept called the United States. Okay. Without further ado, let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And Mr. Fuller, as always, let me start the program out by saying good morning and how are you? Hello, Mr. Fuller? Let me start it off again. Mr. Fuller, hello and how are you this morning? Okay. Let's see here if we can do that again. because I did hear you in the background. Okay, can you hear me now, Mr. Fuller?
I'm on the line, but I can't hear anything. Everything is very faint.
Okay, let's see if we can do it now.
I hear you a little better now.
Okay, we're working right with that. Okay, we're going to be talking about suicide today, Mr. Fuller, in the compensatory way or codified way. We have some questions here, and we're going to take phone calls when they come in. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you a little better, okay. But not very strong or clear.
Okay. All righty.
That's a little better.
Okay,
now.
That's a little better. Okay. Apologize for that. Okay. Let's get into it. Suicide. There's been a lot of that going on. It seems to be a dark secret or a secret that nobody wants to talk about. I don't mean secret, but something that people have been avoiding to talk about, even within our families. Mr. Fuller, what are your thoughts on suicide before we take questions?
Right, well, I'll try to answer. You're still coming in very faint.
Okay.
Very, very faint.
Okay, we're working on that one. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Suicide, well, I was just thinking this morning, there's sort of seems like there's something going on now with all the talk, particularly a lot of white people talking about racism, and then talking about people talking about the future of education, health care, all of the issues that have been around like forever, but it seems like it's reached a point now where people are just kind of drained. And in connection with that, with your question about suicide, I think that's contributing to it. A lot of people are just looking around at everything that's going on, and there's so much chaos, some of it, I mean, very tumultuous, you might say. I mean, very loud and clear in your face, just a storm of it. And then, but for the most part, now this is just a perception on my part, it seems like a lot of people are just getting weary of everything. I mean, people are just kind of walking around, just looking around, saying, you know, that with that question mark on their faces that kind of corresponds with singer Marvin Gaye's song, What's Going On? It seems more and more that people are just kind of walking around, just kind of, you know, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And whatever's going on, I'm tired of it. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of everything. I'm tired of all this talk about this and the economy. I'm tired of talk about President Donald Trump. I'm tired of listening to the politicians talking about what they're going to do if they get elected. I'm just tired, tired, tired. I'm tired of the people on my job. I'm tired of my job. I'm tired of the low wages that I'm getting. I'm tired of not being able to meet my bills. My social life is just about kaput or none at all. I'm just not getting enough sleep. Got children, and they got to get off to school, and I don't know how I'm going to get all the things that they need for school, and school will be starting soon, et cetera, et cetera. And this is in the Northwestern Hemisphere. And so this might be bringing on the part of a large number of white people in the Northwestern Hemisphere and maybe some black people. I mean, I don't think the suicide rate among black people is real high. I haven't heard any statistics on that. But black people are just kind of walking around saying, I don't want to hear Neely Fuller or anybody else talking about anything. I just want out. But people don't know what out is. I don't want to talk about any racism. I don't want to talk about Donald Trump. I don't want to talk about... I just want to try to get through the day. I try to keep up with my bills. I'm just tired. I'm tired of everybody and everything, including all my relatives. I just want to tune out. Is there any way that I can just do something to get some relief? Now, this is the perception that I get. Just moving around, you know, and observing people, it seems like this is something that just started happening in the last, I'll say, 12 months or so, or maybe 8 months. And I think it's going to last right on up through until maybe the next election. And I don't think it's a whole lot of enthusiasm about that. In fact, I think a lot of people are showing some enthusiasm. They're turning out for rallies. But for the most part, the average person, now this is what you might see on television and whatnot, people that turn out for rallies and political events, they really turn out. But I think the greater majority of people, both white and black and Hispanic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are just saying, what's going on? It doesn't seem like anything is going on that can hold my interest or that I should be involved in. I'm just sick of everything that I see going on. I'm just tired. I mean, I'm not mad at nobody or nothing like that. I hope nobody's mad at me, but I'm just tired. I'm just beaten down, and I want some relief. I'm not getting any relief. Bills keep piling up. Everybody I talk to is angry about something, or they got a lot of problems and saying that they got more problems than I got, and I got them all, and I'm just tired. Now, that is what I think is going on, and that might be driving up the overall the suicide rate and a whole lot of despondency rates, where people are not suicidal, but they're just flat-out tired and don't want to talk to anybody about anything. It is weary.
Yes, yes.
And that's the impression I'm getting.
Okay. See, can you hear me a better now?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, good. Before we go on here to the Gmails, I looked up the definition on Wikipedia. I did look in the word guide to see if it was addressed in there. But like you said, you can't get everything in the word guide. But to facilitate our discussion, Wikipedia indicates that suicide is an act of intentionally causing one's own death. Mental disorders, including depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, that causes hanging, pesticide poisoning, firearms, whatever. And deaths here in the United States, or the concept called United States, seem to be up quite a bit here. And you gave a lot of reasons. I'm going to take, the phone lines are now open, 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. I have a Gmail from a brother from French Guiana. Says this, Mr. Fuller, I have a specific question for you, and it is as follows. When in a relationship between a non-white male and a non-white female who are not engaged in a so-called, quote, attempted marriage, end of quote, and have no contract but just an agreement, just partners, and one of the two persons decides to stop the relationship for his or her convenience, knowing that the one who decides to stop the relationship propose a friendship relationship which is refused by the other, when the one that refuses the decision and starts to threaten the other with suicide, what does the code require us to do?
Oh, well, I don't know all the details of that, but just ordinarily, I mean, you always just try to look forward to another day. You have to tell a person that things, you know, can get pretty what you call bad, but if you make issues, things are usually for just about everybody on the planet. Just about everybody thinks that their situation is worse than most people. I mean, when they start thinking that their situation is pretty awful, but then everything is always by comparison.
So you always let a person know, just, well, hey, your situation could be a lot better. We know that. That's why you're despondent about whatever it is you're despondent about. But it could be a lot worse. And it could have been a lot worse a lot sooner. So, you know, there's an old saying, and that word hope that came up like in the movie Shawshank Redemption, when everything just looks like it's absolutely, totally hopeless, just keep hanging on for another 5 minutes, and another 5 minutes, and another 10 minutes. And just keep, you know, don't get suicidal. I mean, stay out of that, because it might be something to that. Could be worse. Could be worse. And when you look around and make comparisons, see, things always, you know, some people who have a lot of money, I mean, they say going all the way back to examples like Wall Street, even though some of the statistics I heard on that was it highly inflated, that people were jumping out of windows on the kind of stock market crash in 1929. And then people who are pushing a cart trying to sell a few apples on the street during that time would look at some millionaire talking about he lost $1 million, but he's got about 15 other, he's got 15 million more left, but he lost $1 million today, and he jumped out of a window. And so the person who is just didn't have a pair of socks on that day, and in October of 1929 in New York City, probably freezing to death in a real cold walk-up flat, I mean, we'll say, he's jumping out of a window, he's got problems, because he lost $1 million, but he's got 15 million left, and he jumped out of a window. I mean, now, that guy, they can say he's suicidal, I just say he's stupid. Mm-hmm. That would be the way. It's all by comparison, see to me.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of people who are walking around in what we call the Northwestern Hemisphere who are suicidal. If a lot of people who just got back from overseas would say, you are suicidal about your circumstances, you need to go and look at where I just came from. I mean, those people are permanently crippled. I mean, they don't have any hope. They haven't had any hope in years. They were born in a circumstance that they would consider the circumstances you're in paradise. And they have never had relief. And they're not suicidal, so why are you? So a person can look at it that way.
Yes.
There's an old saying. I saw a sign, you know, I think about it every now and then. I think that sign has been around for years. It was a place in a little small restaurant in a small town, and behind the counter it had, I had no shoes and complained until I met a man who had no feet. So anybody who is suicidal right now should think about that.
Okay.
Now, you got no shoes. You're getting put out on the street. All your things now, or your house burned down or whatnot, or somebody died in the family you're close to. But think about the person who has no feet or no eyesight.
Yeah.
If you got your health, or some parts of it left, you might just keep plugging away, because there are some people who have been in a wheelchair since the day that they were born, and they've never been out of one. So just look around you every now and then and make those comparisons, because things are always real grim, you know, based on what? Comparison. Or they always, you can be elated. It can go just the other way. But always, usually, not always, but usually, by comparison.
Yes, sir. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. Now, here's several that I'm going to share with you. Starting off is the Wellness Spot with Karen, Everlasting Life with Michelle Vanell, and It's Your Time to Trouble with Ricky Tice. Every week I tell you that these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and the only way that you are going to know in detail about the shows is if you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, then sample the shows to see if you like them or if you don't. There are a few shows on there that you can see, and check it out. And then if you do, hit the subscribe and also the like button. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we're discussing a topic that's in the news, one that you have to approach with caution, I think, and that is suicide. Mr. Fuller has given his opening thoughts to that, but we'd like to hear from you. 1-877-932-9766 is the number, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Before I take the phone call, JR, if you could hear me, text me back and see. And you're correct, the usual suspects are in play, but we will forward on. No caller? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought we had a caller there. Okay, going to the Gmails here, let's do this. This comes from Daryl. He says this, Mr. Fuller. He says, Mr. Fuller, I know you've touched on this before, but for some reason I'm drawing a blank, so can you please once again explain what do we do in proving white supremacy's existence when just about all the white people, and in particular white supremacists, continue to deny its existence when we ask them about it? You say we have to go to a white supremacist to confirm that white supremacy exists, but even in the new documentary, quote, Race War, end of quote, two prominent white supremacists deny that it exists and chalk it up as mass shootings targeting black people in particular, like the one in Dayton, are just some skirmishes, beefs, and misunderstandings. They deny the existence of white supremacy like an atheist denies the existence of God. Can you please explain?
Oh, well, the white supremacists will do that. They can do that. They can just simply say white supremacy doesn't exist. I've been saying that for years, that they will say that, and then sometimes they'll say it does exist. But then they'll put their spin on it about who is a white supremacist and when and where. And some of them will say, well, hey, people call me a white supremacist, but I'm not that. I'm a white nationalist. Or I'm just a person who's just trying to do the correct thing. And I don't know why you put that label on me. I'm just trying to make it through life like everybody else. And I think everybody else should do the same. Racist? Who, me? And so a black person who's saying, yeah, I think that you're a racist and whatnot, say, well, I think that I'm not a racist. In fact, I think that you're one. Now, how about that? And a lot of, you know, in the system of white supremacy, you'll get that. Because the only person that can really prove that white supremacy exists is the white supremacists, because they are running the entire world. So they could just simply say, racism never did exist. Not only do we not have it now, we never did have it. There's no such thing as that. And so what is the prisoner of war, which is the non-white people of the planet, going to say? Except, well, I'm saying it does exist. And they say, well, you said it does exist. I say it doesn't exist. Now get back in your cell. All right. And then that's the end of it. You can't win that argument. So what do you do? You talk about a thing called justice. And that's what I told people. I've told people all down through the years anyway. that on jobs and things like that, don't bring up racism because you're going to lose that argument for the most part, unless somebody else brings it up. I'm hearing a lot of distortion now.
Okay, we're still working on that. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. The usual suspects are in play, but we'll do the best that we can. Go ahead.
Okay. So, generally speaking, particularly along about now, when a lot of white people are talking about the existence of white supremacy and they're arguing among themselves back and forth, it's best for black people, and a lot of black people are just automatically going solid on that. In fact, some of the purchases of my book have dropped off because so many other people are talking about it now. Neely Fuller's not the only voice out here. So that's a healthy thing, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
If other people are talking about it and looking deep in depth to it. But generally speaking, you can talk about justice, which means what? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Because that's the goal anyway. The goal is not just to eliminate racism. You're trying to eliminate all harm to people. That's people who should not be harmed, people who are not doing harm to anybody else, and eliminate that harm in everybody, and everybody get on the same page worldwide and produce this thing that everybody should be really putting their shoulder to the wheel to produce, and that is a society, a world society, in which no one is mistreated, and every person who needs constructive help gets it. And if you center that takes care of the racism and everything else in that sweep. So you really don't have to talk about it that much, particularly along about this time when so many voices now, white and non-white, are using the term white supremacy, which is a recent thing.
Mm-hmm.
If people just kind of catalog it and go back over the last 2 or 3 years, that's just something that started about 2 years ago, and it's been ramped up, the use of the term, which I've been trying to get people to do for decades. And but now so many voices are using the term, that's a healthy thing, all right? But everybody has to agree on what the definition is and start talking about who is and who isn't. And that's where it gets real murky.
Why do you say that?
To use that term, quote unquote. That's where it gets kind of confusing.
And why is that?
Oh, the white supremacists, well, you know, they know that that term is out there because many of them are using the term themselves.
That's right.
But they are also putting their spin on it. And that's going to come next.
Yeah.
So it won't resemble what Neely Fuller is saying. Neely Fuller says white supremacy is racism. Racism is white supremacy. But you'll have a lot of professors coming up arguing, no, there are other forms of racism. You know, there's ethnic racism. And then they'll give a definition of what ethnicity is.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they come up with the next census in the Northwestern Hemisphere, it might, I tend to believe that when you look at it, you won't be able to make any sense of it at all.
All right, let me break it right here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet, and the podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We have a caller on the line and more of your Gmails. As a matter of fact, Justice Soldier, you will be after the caller. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakaki on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Out Gallery at 1270 Brighton Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly imprint of Pay It Forward. In fact, we just did.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. This is the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Our topic today is suicide. And if you were able to catch the first 37 minutes, you heard Mr. Fuller speak about that in a few Gmails that address that. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, and I can't promise you that I will read it today, but it will be read. Let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, good morning. You are on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question, please.
Hello, Mr. Bobby. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. This is Brother Muko from Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Where we hold the CCA discussions, compensatory constructive action discussions always. And my question for Mr. Fuller today is I hear the topic suicide and everything that he was talking about, especially about confusion. But Mr. Fuller, for my care unit in Baltimore, can you express how racial goodness, I just had it in my head. Not racial profiling, but racial where they stick blacks in prominent positions on purpose to further confuse the black population. Like they'll put a black person in charge of a corporation and say, well, if this black person did it, you can do it. Can you further explain to my
showcase
in Baltimore? Yeah, racial showcasing. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. That's exactly what I was talking about. Can you explain to the care unit how that plays in the confusion aspect also, please?
Well, it plays into it big time. That's in the textbook for victims of racism as one of the strategies, one of the six basic strategies that the white supremacists use. It used to be keep black people out of sight. Black people out of sight. Don't put them in the movies. Don't put them in anything. Now, here in 2019, black faces up front in all advertisements on television. I mean, black faces, the black male hugging a black white female. They all out on a picnic together like this is a normal situation for everybody and always has been and always will be. And nobody remembers when it was anything other than that. I mean, everybody all black and white together on a picnic. I mean, going on safaris together, whatever, or in advertisements for insurance. I mean, black and white together. I mean, there's no distinction whatsoever. And also in politics, for sure, put black faces up front all over the world. Put them on billboards and whatnot. I mean, these are the people running for election. We got three white people, I mean, who are kind of lost in the crowd up there on the signs on the fences and whatnot. And you got eight black people, I mean, very prominent. and very skilled and eloquent in delivering whatever their message is. I mean, freedom for all. I mean, jobs for all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this is not their fault. If you get a job like that, if any black person gets a job like that and offers that in this prison camp, see, that's the way you keep looking at it. So the warden of prisons, the wardens of prisons can choose anyone to put up front in a prison system. Anyone, I mean, who they say is a model prisoner. And they'll say, now, if everybody in the prison was like this, everything would be just fine. Now, that doesn't mean, according to the code, that the other prisoners are supposed to get mad or get angry or have a what you might call a quote, unquote, bad attitude toward the black people who are chosen to work in the warden's office and get a little better job in the woodwork shop or something like that. I mean, you just look at that as, well, that's what the warden has chosen for them to do. So you take that job. I mean, if you can get a little time on the outside driving a truck or something like that, you take that job. I mean, you yourself might be chosen for it. So you don't get mad at the people that takes the job. Take that job. But you got to understand that they're just being showcased. Mm-hmm. That doesn't basically change anything about that prison. Not anything at all. I mean, nothing changes there. See, that don't expect that. But anybody who gets promoted to that position to work in the warden's office, you get a little bit more than you had before. Mm-hmm. And that's as much as you can expect.
Okay.
A little bit more than you had before, maybe. Underline maybe with an exclamation point. Because the white supremacists do not need black people to give other black people help.
Okay.
The white supremacists do not need a black person to come to the white supremacists and get something and give it to another victim of racism, like on a plantation.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the plantation, the master of the plantation, does not have to get one slave to take an extra piece of bread to another slave. The master of the plantation can hand this directly to the field slave without sending the house slave down to take the piece of bread down there. The master himself can take it down there. It's just that simple.
Yes, sir.
Anything that the white supremacists want black people to have, they don't need other black people to give it to them, because the black people who would be giving it to you, who offer it to you, have to get it from the white supremacists.
That's right.
That's what white supremacy means. It's supreme.
Okay.
So there's nothing that a black politician can offer a black person anywhere on the planet, because they can't even guarantee their own jobs.
Hmm. All right.
That's a job.
Thank you,
and that job is just to go to the prison warden in the system of white supremacy, in the system of white supremacy, get some goodies, ask for it, and then take it down to the other black people who are waiting outside the door.
Alrighty.
But that's just like delivering a message.
Okay.
Or delivering something from the factory where you work. Mm-hmm. The factory manager, the factory owner, tells you who is going to get what. Who sends it, or who brings it to you directly. The master could do that him or herself. That's how that works.
All right. Thank you, Brother Muko, for your call. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, too, man.
Okay. Mr. Fuller, before we take our break, so to speak, to discuss your book, I want to ask you a question about this. Since you used that example, what if the character in Shawshank Redemption, Andy Dufresne, was a black man? Would it make a difference?
Say that again.
What if the character in the movie Shawshank Redemption, Andy Dufresne, was a black man? Would it have made a difference?
Oh, absolutely. For one thing, he would not be able to walk in that main bank and walk out of there with all that money without a whole bunch of questions being asked in the 1960s or even nowadays. See, Andy Dufresne assumed a name, Randall Stevenson, I think his name was, that he could use when he broke out of prison. And under that assumed name, he walked into several banks in the state of Maine and drew the money out that the warden had put in there under the name Randall Stevenson, because that was a made-up name. Now, the people were very gracious to him and wished him a lot of good luck and all like that, but if that had been read, having broken out of prison and walked into those main banks and asked to walk out of there with $100,000, oh no, a lot of questions would have been raised before he walked out of there with anything, and most likely they would have the cuffs on him right away, because he would be immediately suspect, just on that alone. Not to say anything about the other things, about Andy Dufresne, by him being white, makes all the difference in the world, then and now, fiction or fact.
Okay.
Anywhere in the world, being white makes a difference.
All righty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainment Radio. .com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. To get in contact with the show, you can call 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and chances are I will not read your email or Gmail this week, but I'll try to get on it. But it is at this particular time that we discuss Mr. Fuller's book. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com, producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, The Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, Revised Expanded Edition, 2016. Now, right now, you can't get the Word Guide or the original book. Sometimes people want the original 1984 edition, but that's not available right now, nor is the Word Guide. But presumably by the end of this month or thereabout, it should be back on that website, producejustice.com. But the basic book is available. That's the primary book to have. The Word Guide is just an addition to the 2016 edition.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to it by, you can get it by going to producejustice.com. And it's a book that's designed for the individual victim of racism, the individual non-white person, the black person anywhere on the planet, to help him or her just maneuver on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis, wherever he or she happens to be, through the world, through the prison system, called the system of white supremacy, because it's a world government, and you're either dealing with it directly or indirectly. Now, in some places, the book is not very functional at all, simply because the people do not encounter the situations that are listed in the book directly. It's all indirect. So when they interact with other people, they're not in a setting where most of the things in the book would apply in many parts of the world. But in the Northwestern Hemisphere, a lot of these things that are in this book will apply, and probably the Southern Hemisphere to an extent, but not to the extent that it would in what they call the Northwestern Hemisphere, what they call the United States area. The book, well, lots of situations mostly would apply to this area, but they would apply also to overseas areas in a general sense, so that people can get an understanding of what's going on where they are, even though they are not in direct contact with the situations that might be outlined in the book. And this would also include a lot of interpersonal relationships, because you have the area of religion, the area of sex, and that will vary depending on where people are and how people interact with each other. But generally speaking, it addresses the system of white supremacy and its effects. Now, everybody needs to understand that, even in places where people have never even heard of anything like white supremacy, and they don't come in contact with white people. So they would be somewhat substantially puzzled by a lot of the things said in the book, would be completely alien to them. But then some of the things in the book may not be alien to them. It just seemed that way until someone explained it. And hopefully a lot of these explanations are in the book. But go to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com.
All righty. In the remaining moments here, let's take a phone call. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please?
Yes, today's show's about suicide, and obviously the people who do that have problems. Mr. Fuller always mentions all problems are solved by questions and answers, and he talks about the laws of the universe. My question to him, do you believe the universe will never give you more problems than you can handle? Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
I've heard that slogan, that you never get more problems than you can handle. Now, I don't know about that. Things happen to people it had nothing to do with anything that they were doing as far as they could see. If you're sitting at a stoplight, you're obeying the law, and you're also looking out for your health and welfare and the people in the vehicle. Say, and you're driving a vehicle, and you're sitting at the stoplight, and here comes a truck out of nowhere and rear-ends your vehicle, and you're dead. And everybody in the vehicle, I mean, it bursts into flame, and everybody gets burned up, including yourself. This happens. So I don't know about that, about, you know, that thing about, you know, that statement. That statement seems like, well, there might be some footnotes to it. I've heard that statement, but something about it just doesn't ring true with me. That's just my opinion. Others may have a different opinion. But something about that viewpoint doesn't sit well. I mean, because things sometimes happen that are completely out of your control. You have no way of knowing that it was going to happen. You're walking down the street. It's a fine day for you. You just came out of the bank. Your bank account is sound. You just drew some money out. You're able to pay your bills. But there you are. Just walked out of the bank, and a brick falls off the top of the building and hits you in the head, and you are dead, or you are seriously injured to the extent that all the money that you have will not bring you back to being normal again. These things happen.
Yes. Yes, they do. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we're still here. Can you hear me? The usual suspects are still in play. Mr. Fuller, that's just what we're going to have
yes,
to deal with.
Yes, it seems like they're real busy today.
Yeah, well, that's because your message is getting out, and more millennials are listening and contacting me about that. So you're being effective, no question about that. Going to the Gmails, this is from Justice Soldier, and you may carry this over into the second hour. It says, Mr. Fuller, considering the mistreatment of blacks by whites over the centuries, how does the concept of first time, last time apply to area number 8 and sex between whites and blacks in general, and even if whites stop practicing white supremacy?
Well, usually I put that was in the textbook. First time, last time.
That's what he said.
Hello.
Yes, that's what the Gmailer said.
Yes, well, that applies to relationship between male and female, and it should be. I was talking about violence, because there's a lot of that that goes on, particularly among non-white people all over the world. I mean, males have, you know, they get angry with the female, and they commit act of violence. You are my woman, you do what I say. I mean, and if you talk back to me, you're going to get hit with a fist. You know, or you're going to be slapped around. Or you're going to take a beating. I will take a stick. In some parts of the world, I mean, they go out and get a stick and whip the female like she's an errant child in the old days, going way back, spare the rod and that type of thing. No, the code says first time that happens, last time. That should stop all over the world, period. I don't care what tribe anybody belongs to, anything like that. That violence against females or any type of violence against someone who you say you have an intimate relationship with, that's no relationship. That relationship is dead when you commit violence. You should be with somebody that you don't have to even think about doing that with. I mean, that shows that whole thing is no good. That arrangement should not have ever been when you even think that's even in your mind to do something like that. That's an absolute no-no according to the code and according to logic. The code is supposed to be based on logic. And so you go out and woo a person and say, I want you to be my care mate forever, or even for a short period of time. You're the person. You're a person that's important to me. No. You don't do anything to harm that person. Period. Now, if you have a disagreement, you'll have those. You can get into shouting matches and arguments. You can practically blow up verbally, and that, 'cause that will happen. That goes with the territory. I mean, verbal exchanges, what you might call very animated disagreements, loud disagreements, disturbing disagreements. But when that first act of violence happens, the female and the male should understand, according to the code, this so-called relationship, because that's what it is right now, and that's what it's going to be forever. It's over. It's over. Even if they have to stay under the same roof, it's still over. He's got no business doing that. That is not a part of the arrangement under any circumstance other than the other person, you know, the female partner, what you might call, the evidence shows, lost their minds completely, or something like that, and came at him with an axe and something, so he had to repel the aggression just enough to put the aggression down. But that means that, seriously speaking, that relationship, so-called, is no longer a relationship.
Okay.
That's a whole nother thing altogether.
All right.
Once the violence starts of any kind, that is an announcement.
Okay.
This is over.
Got to leave it there for this first hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the Donate Hour, the second hour, right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.